In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You almost have to feel sorry for Barnabas. You know, he was the other one. You know, they picked two of Jesus' disciples, ones that had been witnessed to his ministry, and ones that had witnessed to his resurrection, and said, we're gonna choose lots, you know, choose at random. One of these two, or actually it wasn't at random, it was basically letting God pick which one of these two that he wanted. And they picked Matthias, and Barnabas didn't get picked. So you got to wonder if they run into him and say, oh, look, it's the almost apostle. But don't feel too sad for Barnabas, because he gets far more airtime in the Acts of the Apostles. He was the companion of St. Paul, and he's a saint. And really, it's more important to be a saint than it is to be an apostle, as Judas found out. Why did they replace Judas? After all, they didn't replace any of the other apostles when they died. You know, the first of the apostles to give his life was James, not our James, the other James, who was beheaded. And they didn't gather together and say, we have to replace a replacement, so we always have 12 apostles. We didn't do that. So that when St. John died, he was the last of the apostles to die, there were no more apostles on the earth. Now, that doesn't mean that apostolic authority went away, because you had the successors of the apostles who had the fullness of apostolic authority, the bishops, but they weren't apostles. Why was it important to replace Judas? Well, it's because, you know, first of all, it's how Judas needed to be replaced. He didn't die in witness to the faith. He's not an apostle in heaven. You know, the scripture is pretty clear that Judas ended up in the other place. He was unfaithful to Christ. He betrayed Christ. And then he didn't repent. He didn't turn from his sins. In despair, he killed himself. That to have 12 apostles was very important. Why? Because there were 12 tribes of Israel. There were the 12 sons, of Jacob. And so there would be the 12 patriarchs of the new covenant. And so Judas had to be replaced so that the number would be made up. And we do still have 12 apostles in the church, 12 apostles in heaven. That's, you know, they're always with us because, you know, they didn't lose their authority, and they're not cut off from us. They are in heaven. So Matthias was appointed so that there would be the 12 patriarchs of the new Israel. And he functioned as an apostle. You know, we don't know much about him. What we do know is that he had apostolic authority, and that he died probably in what is now Georgia, not Georgia in the south, but Georgia over in Europe. And so today we pray to Saint Matthias, and ask his prayers for his successors, the bishops among us, that they may do all things as pleasing to God, and try not to either add to or subtract from the gospel, but preserve it whole and entire, and hand it on just as it had been handed on to them. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.